Hello, everyone out there. This is Pat with your Pursuing Positive podcast series. As always, I hope you've decided to spend a little time opening up your mind with me today. Thank you for giving me a slice of your day to be just a little bit more positive. Today, we are going to continue the Inspire track series of conversations, where I hope to enable you with a little bit of inspiration, understanding, and knowledge to make your day just a little bit more positive. So today's inspiration comes from something that you will not see happen very often, and that is using the same source of inspiration for me 2 episodes in a row. Last episode, we talked about pleasing everybody, and I used an audio clip from Pastor Stephen Furtick. I'm doing the same thing again. Once again, we will have an audio clip from Pastor Stephen Furtick. Oddly enough, it's as if something was trying to motivate me, because while I recorded the audio clip for the last episode talking about pleasing everybody, you know how all of your video sources, whether it be Facebook, YouTube, Vimeo, Yahoo, Google, you play a video and it tends to bring a recommended video right behind it. This is one of those times. So I want to talk a little bit about the automatic inspiration I had to go ahead and throw down audio for my next episode, The Paradox of Progress, and where the thoughts behind that lead to. Okay, so what exactly do we think about the paradox of progress? And what does it do to apply to our daily lives and trying to be more positive in all the things that we do? It's an odd conversation topic, and it's not something that you would necessarily expect to be discussed on a positive-themed forum. Because we're all about progress, right? We want to be positive. We want to be inspirational. And that is very much true in this podcast series as well. Everything I do, I wish to create to motivate you to be positive so that you can progress in your successes, in your goals, and your daily accomplishments. But there is something that you need to realize to understand about the sense of progress. Because if you can't understand this thought, it becomes difficult for you to really know how to predict it, how to handle it, and how to overcome it. Now, I mentioned that Stephen Furtick gave me a little inspiration. And, of course, this did come from one of his sermons. So, there is a reference to Jesus and faith in this audio clip. However, it did provide me with an inspirational thought. So I'm going to go ahead and give you the excerpt so you can hear this audio clip and gear this off to where my mind is going. So listen to this audio clip real quick from Pastor Stephen Furtick.
You are making progress. And progress isn't pretty. Usually yards are hard fought when you really want to live for God. Especially if you've been doing it a little while. I mean, it gets harder and harder and harder. That's the paradox of progress. This should be easy by now. How come I have to forgive this person for the 791st time? I thought I did it already. The paradox of progress is every time you do it deeper.
Okay, so Stephen Furtick mentions the paradox of progress. Now, why is that so inspirational for me? Well, if you put it in common terms that we all tend to think about, the 2 steps forward, 1 step back syndrome. You feel like you've done something that is of great accomplishment. You feel like you have done something of great deed. Something that you can put your mark on today that you have accomplished. But yet at the end of the day, it feels like some things have gone badly, have gone negative. And you often catch yourself thinking, man, if I hadn't have done this, this wouldn't have happened. And a lot of times that may be true. But there are always downsides to every single action that we make in life. And progress is no different. You know, he mentions that progress is not pretty. Progress is definitely not pretty. Without the exception of the 2% in this world that luck completely made them wealthy, and there's nothing hated towards them. Just the roll of the dice. The world operates that way. Most other successful enterprises, corporations, businesses, individuals went through a hard time, went through a rough patch, went through something dirty, disgusting, nasty to claw, fight, and strive to be where they are today, making money, making ends meet, making positive impacts on the world. At some point, something detrimental often happens that spurs a sense of necessity to create something more or to create something greater. That's just the way the human mind works and the way that our world tends to work around us. But he also mentions that there is a concept of forgiving other people. And maybe that's the true paradox of progress. Forgiving people is not an easy thing to do. The words are easier to say, but the heart and the follow-through is not as easy to accomplish on the back end. He references 791. It's a rare, random number. He says, why do I have to forgive this person for the 791st time? That number specifically probably has no meaning except for the fact that it is an astronomically great number. But how many of us feel the same way where a colleague or someone that we know, we are continuously having to forgive? Hey, don't worry about it. Hey, it's cool. Ah, you didn't mean it. Hey, we'll handle it next time. There's always something we say to forgive in that moment. But the truth of the matter is, are you actually forgiving them? Or are you just saying the words to move around the moment and go to the next step of your day? Because if you're not truly forgiving them, you're probably making no progress at all. You're just building up your grudge list. Now, in the search of things related to a paradox of progress, I came across a very recent article online by Mark Manson. You can find this at markmanson.net. This man is a thinker, an author, and a proclaimed life enthusiast. He has various articles and books for different reasons. But I want to read literally just a couple sentences of an introduction of a book that came out on May 14th. This article went online on his website April 29th of 2019. Now, for purposes of the cleanliness of the audio of this podcast, you'll have to take context if you wish to locate this book, because this is an excerpt from the first chapter of this book called Everything is Effed, a book about hope. You can take that and realize where that's going. However, this book looks to be able to be found on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, internationally being sold. However, let me just read this first paragraph that seems to deepen the thought of a paradox of progress. We live in an interesting time in that, materially, things are arguably better than they have ever been before. Yet, we all seem to be losing our minds thinking the world is one giant toilet bowl about to be flushed. An irrational sense of hopelessness is spreading across the rich, developed world. It's a paradox of progress. The better things get, the more anxious and desperate we all seem to feel. Pessimism is widespread in the wealthy, developed world. When the public opinion data company YouGov surveyed people in 17 countries in 2017 on whether they believed the world was getting better, worse, or staying the same, fewer than 10% of people in the richest countries believed it was getting better. So that's just an insight of the beginning of this book. Now, you would expect numbers like that to be understood for stereotypically third world countries or war-torn countries. Of course they're going to think that things are getting worse, because they probably are. But these stats, these percentages, and these answers came from the rich countries, the developed countries, industrialized countries where things actually are getting better. We should be optimistic about things in our daily life. But yet, in 2017, 2 years ago, out of 17 countries, fewer than 10% of people believed the world was getting better. Now, these are the rich countries. These are the things where people are making more money. And as he said in the first section, this is almost a very distinct definition of a paradox of progress. The better things get, the more anxious and desperate we all seem to feel. And personally, and I'm not a psychologist, I'm not a psychiatrist, so I'm not someone that dives into people's minds on a daily basis. I may be decent at reading people, but that's another skill set altogether. I feel that as we become successful, our human nature gives us a drive to want more. And in many cases, that is completely acceptable and a good thing to do, but you got to have limitations. You got to make sure that you strive for more without being envious of what you don't have, because those are two different mental tracks. Striving for more gives you a purpose, gives you a drive, and gives you a focus. Being envious of somebody else is a more negative reaction where you hate the fact that you don't have ... I wish I had this more than they had ... Those feelings can become hateful towards you, towards those others you are being envious of, and your surroundings. And maybe that is the purpose of this conversation. Yeah, this all kind of seems in a negative light, but you need to understand this concept that progress can have a downside, but only if you are not aware of it. These people that are surveyed, less than 10% thought the countries were getting better. So you've got 90%+ of people that feel that the world is either the same or worse than it was yesterday, even though we have so many technological advances, so many medicinal advances, economical advances. But news outlets and media and TV and general conversations, it's our human nature to think of things in a negative light. So it's not that the world's gotten worse, it's just that we talk about the bad things more. It's not that things are not getting better, it's just that we're not talking about the things that are actually better for us. So when you're trying to make things positive and trying to be progressive in your daily lives to be better, don't let the negative things out there in the world bring you down. Don't allow this paradox of progress to be what stops you from being better today. Don't allow the media, the news, to be what stifles your positive sense your ray of hope and your sunshine today. Understand the paradox of progress and move forward, because that's the only way that you're going to get around these barriers to be positive. So you need to understand the developments in this paradox, so that way you can circumvent it and not be held back by it. Prevent yourself from being caught up in this paradox of progress, so that way your positivity of progress truly shines through. All right, everyone, our time of the open mind has come to a close for today. Hopefully you have learned or revisited something today that helps you have a better day going forward. If you have any questions, comments, or topic ideas, blast an email over to pursuingpositive@gmail.com, and I look forward to your questions and feedback. You can find this podcast on Anchor, Apple, Google, Spotify, and many other app platforms that are out there, so feel free to find me wherever. And depending on that platform, you may be able to send me a message directly. That is welcomed just as well. All in all, I hope to find you listening in next time. And until then, stay positive, keep thinking, and move forward. That's your positivity for today.